Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Man
podcast
number 35.
35.
I thought for a second that you totally forgot.
Wait. Is that Miss Doubtfire?
That was possibly the worst Miss.
Go right ahead.
It was terrible.
Tell us more, Miss Doubtfire.
I'm stopping now because you
let Brian talk. All
right. We are doing one of our infamous recast sessions, and I am with Gotti Elcon. Adam Conway.
Hello!
Andrew Conway.
What are we doing?
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
And Susan Kamyab.
Hi.
And we are going to recast the Golden Girls from the ever pleasant show, The Golden Girls.
It is like my favorite falling asleep show.
Falling asleep? Really? Falling asleep?
Is this Del Getty the funniest old woman ever?
So basically, I've cast the four main leads and then Dorothy's ex-husband, I guess.
He's the only.
I didn't do that.
He was
the
only.
Yeah, played by Herb Edwards.
Like 20 episodes.
Yeah, it's like 26 episodes.
Rudy's dead.
Empty Nest guy, right?
Lance's dead.
I think so.
He went off and did a spinoff, Empty Nest.
So I'll go. So I'll go with him first. His character name was Stan Zbornak. He was played by Herb Edelman. I figured if they were going to do this character, Albert Brooks would be good for this role.
Can we all cast Albert and just skip past that?
That's
cast?
Not good.
Albert Brooks?
I know Albert Brooks.
Okay. I'll say now we're moving on to...
Charles Grodin.
Albert Brooks.
He was great in Louie. Charles Grodin was great in Louie.
No, my favorite part was like Brian's like just exasperated sigh that he just gets like...
fuck Liam Neeson, always.
You'd be good too.
All right, moving on to Sophia Petrillo, played by Estelle Getty. I pick Shirley MacLaine. Who else is anybody?
I pick Cloris Leachman.
Me too. I picked Cloris.
I've got someone better.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I've got the pick. Y'all listen. She's the little lady that was in Wedding Singer that sang that fucking song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Deer Fest.
She's dead.
She's Deer Fest.
I don't care if she shows Cloris Leachman. They're all dead.
No, she's
Leachman's not dead.
She's close.
No. They're doing a true reboot, though. I'm going with Betty White. Because she's got to have
to. She was already.
I know, but
Betty White is so dirty and wrong, she'd be perfect for
Yeah, I'm going with Betty White.
That would be hilarious.
I'm going to stick with Shirley MacLaine. I like Cloris Leachman too. I'll do Cloris.
I think Cloris Leachman.
I think Cloris would be good.
Perfect for that.
I was gonna pick Maya Angelou if you just want to be a bitch about it.
All right, moving on to Blanche Devereaux. Blanche Devereaux, played by the great Rue McClanahan. I picked Susan Sarandon.
I did too. Redheads.
I picked Beverly D'Angelo.
That has not aged, buddy.
I won't do Jane Fonda.
But I actually like her Susan Sarandon more.
Jane Fonda is hotter than Susan Sarandon, though.
No,
Susan Sarandon is pretty hot.
Susan Sarandon is my favorite actress.
I'm not saying
Who else?
Wouldn't have sex with Susan Sarandon.
I'm going with Samantha from Sex and the City.
Kim Cattrall?
No, Kim Cattrall. I'm going with Samantha.
Which one's Samantha?
Like,
the red
sexy
lesbian?
It's Kim Cattrall, right?
Kim Cattrall, yes.
But she just wants the character
of
Samantha.
But I want the character of Samantha.
Oh.
You actually want, like, a V-shaped...
I almost picked her, but
yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
Because y'all got it.
The girl that wears the gloves, Diane...
Lane?
No, not Diane Lane. No.
Oh,
Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton.
Yeah, glove lady.
She's
what?
Sexy
Edward
to you? She's like half a man. What are you talking about?
Is that sexy?
I think.
Did you watch Golden Girls?
No! I never watched Golden
I think Susan Sarandon, too.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon is the best.
She's a good pick.
Or Jane Fonda is
the sexy. You,
this is the only one you want to have sex with. If you're
all right.
Ben Miller.
Let's move on to Rose Nyland, played by Betty White. I went with Doris Roberts, who was the grandmother in Grandma's Boy.
But also why it's Doris Roberts, because she's going to be the perfect little Jewish mother, and she'll be, you know, little Jewish.
Ditzy a little bit.
Rose was, like, cute.
I chose Mary Steenburgen.
Doris Roberts, is it cute?
She's cute for an old
freaking adorable. Like,
Betty White was old in this show.
No, did you guys hear Adams?
What was it?
Mary Steenburgen. Yeah, I like that.
She'd be good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like her. I like her. Mary Steenburgen.
No, I like that.
I had Melanie Griffith. But
I thought Mary Steenburgen and Andy McDowell were the same person.
No.
Nope. Almost. Can. But yeah.
Who's Bill Pullman?
Bill Paxton.
Okay.
Nick Nolte is Gary Busey.
Oh. Did y'all see the recent
Gary
Busey?
Oh my god.
I'm so sad. So sad.
Gary Busey! Gary Busey, let's talk.
So Mary Steenburgen, do we all agree to Mary Steenburgen?
I like Mary Steenburgen. That is good.
That's a good one.
Mary Steenburgen.
And then,
she's like sweet.
Yeah, she is.
And she's also pretty sexy.
She's
still with Ted Danson?
Yeah. Happy.
Very cute together.
Did she ever ask about Whoopi?
We should have done Whoopi Goldberg in there.
I definitely thought about it. I almost did. Whoopi Goldberg in here somewhere, but I didn't.
Next one later. Next her name just comes
in. Steve Virgin recently had surgery where her brain got all mixed up, and now she can make music, and she makes lots of songs and stuff. She sang in that one movie. I can't remember what it was.
What are you talking about?
Las Vegas?
It was Las Vegas. But yeah, she basically woke up and can write and do all sorts of music that she wasn't able to do before. So she she kind of freaked out for it. So yeah.
She's probably had a minor stroke.
Sometimes
that does that.
All right, moving on to Dorothy Petrillo, played by B. Arthur.
Oh, yes.
My favorite joke from... One of the, what was it, the roast? Wait, I wouldn't fuck
I love mine.
Andy Naked. Dick's pussy with B. Arthur's dick. That's the best joke. Isabella Rossellini.
I picked
Airheads. Naked.
Another
B.
deep, sultry voice person, Kathleen Turner.
Oh, wow. God. I picked Jane Lynch.
She would be great.
Jane Lynch.
Dame Judi Dench. Why the babe, of course.
I like Jane Lynch.
I picked Glenn Close.
I'm doing Viola Davis.
Ooh, angry
choice.
So she's adopted.
She already has a new show she's on. So.
Okay.
I like Jane Lynch.
I kind of like Kathleen Turner.
I like Kathleen Turner
that
too.
Would be hilarious.
But yes. I like Jane Lynch better.
Get over here.
I know Jane Lynch is
that.
Come watch out.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think she's too cool to be in Golden.
I'm going with Kathleen Turner.
I love
her. I fucked every man in Hollywood.
Kathleen Turner.
Rawr.
Kathleen Turner.
So is it Kathleen Turner over Jane Lynch?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Kathleen Turner.
What a weird ass guy.
It's a trap.
Hi, this is Albert Brooks.
It's a trap.
All right. We have in our new Golden Girls recast, we have Albert Brooks, Cloris Leachman, Susan Sarandon, Mary Steenburgen, and Kathleen Turner.
And Whoopi Goldberg!
Kathleen!
And Whoopi Goldberg is a sassy next door neighbor.
And that is our Golden Girls recast.